Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Straight and Level podcast, where we are dedicated to presenting you with the truth, the facts, and the opinions that matter to you the most as American Airlines pilot. No matter if you're junior, senior, or new hire, we thank you for tuning in today. The fight for truth is officially weighed off wheels, as is our car drive. And folks, thanks so much for tuning in. On today's podcast, I'm joined with Jeff Kerr, the lead organizer of AA Pilots for Alpha, to give us an update and see where we're at. Jeff, how's it going today?
Hey, pretty well, Garrett. Thanks for the time today.
Hey, so we've had a lot of questions out on the line. We've been seeing an outstanding amount of support and the just sheer number of cards that we've been collecting. What kind of update can you give us for that?
Yeah, thanks, Garrett. We're seeing really strong support still on the line through people either signing cards in terminals, reaching out, asking for a card to get mailed to them, or simply just asking questions and then shortly thereafter signing a card. So I've got no doubt we're going to have an election. We're going to have an opportunity to vote on ALPA representation. Just as a reminder to everybody listening, 50% plus one, that's just the minimum required to trigger an election with the NMB. And for a multitude of reasons, we want to get as close to 100% as possible. So the biggest reason though is just at this point, it's more of a unity exercise, right? So closer we get to 100% sends a very strong message to our current representation and to the company about our pilot being ready to have a choice moving forward.
Well, that's pretty exciting. So hold on. What I hear you saying is that it's no longer a question, are we going to have a vote? You're saying, in fact, indeed, we are going to have a vote.
Yes, we will have an election. There is a significant amount of evidence that the support is there. It really is just a matter of how close to 100% can we get. So I challenge every single person listening here, you know, don't think about it as 50% plus one anymore. Think about it as 100%. Try to convince as many people as possible, hey, let's have a vote and let's put this issue to bed so we can move forward as a United Pilot Group.
Okay, so one of the things that we've had a lot of questions and one of the topics that are being discussed is, okay, we get the cards. What's the next step? And I guess what people really want to see from my conversations in the terminals is an apples-to-apples comparison between APA and ALPA. So once we get the cards, what happens?
Yeah, great question. First step is the cards need to get submitted to the National Mediation Board or the NMB. The NMB is going to take some time to verify the signatures are accurate and are correct. And then after that, they will execute an election process. And in that process, both our current union and ALPA will have the opportunity to provide an apples-to-apples comparison to the pilot group via an education process, and then we'll be able to vote shortly thereafter.
Okay, so one of the other questions is the election process, or pertaining to the election process, is that going to be a paper ballot type of election, or is that going to be a online election? How is that going to work?
Yeah, unfortunately, with the NMB at the moment, it's all mail-in. I guess that could always change. I think it sounds like they're changing vendors from their previous like telephonic and electronic voting option. So at the moment, it's all mail-in. That could always change, but we're planning for a mail-in ballot election. But unlike our current representation, there will be plenty of time for you to receive your ballot, send your ballot, or request a new ballot once that process starts.
And I imagine those ballots are going to be sent to the pilot's registered residence or home address that's on file with the company.
Yeah, my understanding from talking to the couple mediators that we have on property here at American that at some point were mediators at the NMB is the NMB will use company records to figure out what people's addresses are based on what they're telling the company. And that will result in you just getting a, like every single pilot who's eligible to vote will get a ballot in the mail to vote and send in.
One of the questions that I've ran into on the line is when is the American Airlines pilot group going to hear from ALPA? You know, we all want to see the apples to apples comparison. And
the majority of the pilot group obviously wants to hear from ALPA, you know, what do they have to offer, and what kind of service do they provide? When are we going to see that, or when are we going to hear from them?
Yeah, great question. So basically, there's two scenarios where ALPA will come and talk directly to our pilot group. The first is once we have a negotiated merger agreement between APA and ALPA. And of course, that issue's, you know, that scenario pretty much was killed by our current leadership and our current union back on June 1st. So that left us where we are today, which is the only way to get a vote and hear from ALPA is through a showing of interest with a strong majority of cards from the pilot group submitted to the National Aviation Board. So in other words, in order for us to hear from ALPA to get an apples to apples comparison, we need the cards signed and submitted to the NMB before ALPA will feel comfortable speaking directly to our pilots, because at the end of the day, they're not in the business of coming in and rating a union. But if the pilot group itself comes out and says, hey, we want to hear from you and we want to make it an informed choice for the rest of our careers, then ALPA will step in and provide an education process.
That education process, I think, is something that we, or a lot of us, are looking forward to. I guess once they do come in and start that process, what do you expect them to say, or what kind of information are we going to be able to glean from this interaction?
Great question. So listen, they're going to want to provide, we're as a pilot group, we are going to want to have an apples to apples comparison of our current representation with ALPA. And you know, our current representation is already providing their version of like, hey, this is why you want to have us represent you for going forward in your career. So ALPA will likely, you know, I can't speak for ALPA, but what I can say is, you know, I would expect ALPA to come out and say the profession is stronger. The airline piloting profession is stronger together as a trade union. They've had numerous communications and joint resolution expressing as much over the past decades. And further, if ALPA wants to win an election, then we expect them to provide just day one solutions for our representation matters. So things like, hey, who's representing me in the flight office? Who's enforcing the contract? You know, who's supporting me for safety issues? And, you know, oh, by the way, how can we expect the same or better benefits plans? All that stuff needs to be addressed by ALPA in that education campaign, in addition to all those resources that we gain on day one from being ALPA represented. All that said, you know, it sounds like a heavy lift, but listen, ALPA's running representation elections through the National Mediation Board process all the time. They're adding members. They're a record number level of membership last year in terms of the number of pilots they're representing. So I've got no doubt, and we have no doubt, that they're going to be ready once we have a showing of interest to make the case that, you know, ALPA would be a better path forward for our careers professionally for representation than what we currently have.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, at the end of the day on this program, you know, our job is to bring the average line pilot's voices to the forefront, get some direction, and promote us having a vote, having a choice, collecting these cards, and moving forward with a better and brighter future, no matter which way that swings. But before we can do that, we have to be able to hear from ALPA as to what they can provide so that the pilots themselves can make that choice, that decision for themselves.
Yeah. And it's important to remember too, Garrett, like we aren't ALPA. We are just American pilots. We're a grassroots effort that's just trying to facilitate an informed vote, right? So we can't speak for ALPA. We can't really speak for our current representation either. We can provide facts as we see them based off of the information that's publicly available. But to a certain extent, some of this is going to require ALPA's leadership to step up to the plate and answer what this looks like for the American pilots and the profession as a whole moving forward.
Jeff, it's refreshing to hear that we are going to have a vote. It's not a question of if, it's now just a question of when. We've talked on this program numerous times about how the average line pilot can help and empower their voice to get us to a vote. I guess one thing that we've not been able to release due to numerous reasons is the card drive's numbers. But that being said, can we give our listeners a goal as to what we need right now to get us to the threshold where we're comfortable sending the cards to the NMB and triggering that election?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I know it seems small, but every single trip that you're out flying a line, make a goal for yourself. Hey, this trip, I'm going to get one more card and I'm going to send it when I get home from my trip. Make another goal for yourself. Hey, every time, you know, every single month, I want to try to recruit one more new advocate that's going to help try to get cards signed. If you've got friends at American that you haven't spoken to about this card drive, highly recommend trying to reach out to a handful of them and ask them to sign and mail, sign and mail in a card. Every single card matters. We want to get as close to 100% as possible. It's really going to be incumbent on all of us to push this thing over the finish line, but we're almost there. We need your enthusiasm and support to get this thing over the finish line.
Yeah. Don't let that enthusiasm run out just yet. Let's give this a strong finish, continue that hard effort, and let's be the positive change that we want our careers to be moving forward. So Jeff, any last or final thoughts before we close out this episode?
Listen, just big thank you to everybody that's already been out there collecting cards and terminals. I know I have people reach out to me all the time and say, hey, I collected two cards this trip, and I just couldn't be more grateful, because it's really just, there's a lot of folks that are out there collecting cards. And when you're doing it, when you're only coming home with a handful of cards, it feels small. But if you think about it, just on a larger scale, the more and more people that we have doing that, the quicker this whole process is going to go. So thank you to everybody that's been doing that. And for those who are kind of thinking about dipping their toes in, feel free to reach out to us. And Heather and I are happy to give some pointers as necessary.
Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for being on the podcast with us today. Folks, once again, thanks so much for the support. Continue that effort. I know we keep saying that, but let's give this a strong finish. Don't forget, sign a card, get your friends to sign a card, get your coworkers to sign a card, be an advocate, and fund our future. Because you're worth more than just two iPhone 15s. AA Pilots for ALPA. Because you should make the choice.